T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Marie Leatherby of the Sacramento Life Center. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
And, of course, before we go any further, with a name like Leatherby.
Well, yeah, I have spent my days in the family ice cream parlor years ago.
Nice.
I am with the Leatherby family.
Legendary Sacramento family, no question about it.
Yes, we are. There's lots of us around.
Well, let's start with a little background, Marie. Please tell me a little bit about the Sacramento Life Center.
The Sacramento Life Center, it's actually a 501c3 nonprofit, and it started in 1972 here in Sacramento. So we're coming up on our 50 years. We've helped over 50,000 women and families since that time. We're committed to ensuring that all women and teens, especially those that are pregnant and have no support, nowhere to go, that they have access to medical care and resources, ensuring that they can parent and make an adoption plan. We're a licensed, accredited primary health clinic, and we also have a mobile medical clinic. And all of our services are free at no charge to the patient. We've never had to charge anyone.
That's so important because you're dealing with a lot of young people who don't really have a lot of extra money lying around, and they can really use your help. And you guys have an event going on right now. The Sacramento Life Center's annual Baskets for Babies Drive runs through New Year's Eve. How's that work?
Yeah, for the past 4 years, we've had an increase of people needing supplies and things for their babies. So we've been doing this drive every December to fill up our baby needs center with items needed to supply a mom, kind of a baby shower in a basket. All the items that she might need to take that baby home from the hospital and take care of it.
I love that. It's a baby shower in a basket.
Yes. And for a $50 donation, people can sponsor one of these. And we see about 2,000 women a year. So it's a wonderful gift for a new mom.
I understand you guys can work a little magic when it comes to stretching a dollar. What can you do with that $50 donation?
$50, the mom is going to receive more than $200 worth of items like diapers, blankets, formula, bottles, bibs, you know, bathing supplies, everything they'd need. We make a dollar go a long way. And it's not only the necessary items that they receive, but that support, knowing they have a community of people supporting them, is very important. So they might come in first feeling alone and afraid, but they know they're leaving the support system when they're pregnant and that there's people there that are going to help them through this.
What about a pledge of $50 a month?
Yeah, you don't have to just give $50. $50 a month can ensure ongoing that mom can keep returning every month and get the supplies and necessities she needs. And we allow them to come back for 2 years, you know, to get diapers, clothing, you know, they grow fast, formula. Those are all a big expense, and this ensures they have support for after that baby is born as well.
2020 has been such a challenging year. How has the pandemic changed the way you operate at the Sacramento Life Center?
Well, like everyone else, we've had to maintain, you know, rigid safety standards, masking, temperature checks, and distancing. And we can only allow, you know, one patient at a time in the waiting room and things like that. Besides that, this year, we're seeing families that are hurting more than ever before. I'm sure you've heard, you know, with all the job loss and medical insurance loss, there's lots of desperate people. Many women are feeling they don't have the finances that they need right now to support a new baby. with the help they can receive from us, with the medical care and then all these material needs, they can feel more confident to carry that pregnancy to term. They're just so grateful. They really are, for what they receive when they come here at such a hard time in their life.
No question about it. Things are tough enough, and then you throw a pandemic into the mix, and it makes it even more difficult.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. So true.
Let's go over some of the services that you provide, Marie, at the Sacramento Life Center.
Okay. Our clinic is under the direction of a volunteer licensed physician, and then we have an on-site nurse practitioners and nurses, but we do free pregnancy testing. So when a woman first comes in, she'll get a diagnostic ultrasound confirming the pregnancy. And then we do options counseling. We go over, you know, whatever issues and problems and things she might have. We try to help her solve any issues she might have with that pregnancy. And we do health exams, STD testing. We have our baby needs center. We'll help them enroll in insurance. We even have a program for the dads. We have a men's mentoring program. They play a big role in this as well. We have ongoing education classes, childbirthing classes, parenting and things. So we just do an array of services, all free here. They can keep coming back and really feeling that support system here at the Sacramento Life Center.
It's nice to hear that you don't just handle the physical part, but you also have a firm grasp on the mental part as well.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge role. When a woman comes in maybe feeling alone and afraid and not knowing what to do, she does leave with her head held high, knowing she has a community and support system and will have medical care. And it really is a beautiful, beautiful way to give back to the community.
I can picture one of the young ladies coming in just ready to pull her hair out, and then by the time you guys are through with her, she just has a feeling of calm about her and knowing that everything's going to be okay.
Yes, that's exactly right. Amazing transformation. You know, when you come in afraid, making decisions out of fear is not always good. So we try to calm those fears and help them find the best way to go forward in a rational, loving way.
Tell them everything's going to be all right.
Yep, it will. You're going to have a baby and life can be good. And we all know, those of us that are parents and grandparents, a baby's always a good thing.
Well, what if I need your services, but I don't have transportation? Can you help me there?
Yeah. So in 2019, we started a Lyft and Uber program so that women that lack transportation, we can get that for them. They can be picked up and taken to their appointments, come in here right away. We've even had a situation where a mom, her husband and her, she was homeless. He wouldn't help her, and we could get her picked up and taken right to a maternity home where she had a safe place to stay. That program's really been wonderful in so many instances.
Outstanding. Yeah, it would be a shame that, you know, boy, I need your services, but I just can't get there. So thanks to Uber and Lyft, that problem has been solved.
Yeah, we've got some grants to help cover the cost of that transportation. It's been a really good thing for our moms. A lot of them are living on the edge, and flat tire can send them over the edge. So having that Lyft program has been very helpful.
What's the primary mission of the Sacramento Life Center?
Well, our mission is just to offer compassion, support, resources, and free medical care to women and couples facing an unplanned or unsupported pregnancy. We do this in a very non-judgmental, life-affirming environment. We help anyone, regardless of their income, ethnicity, religion. All services are free, thanks to the support of individuals, foundations, and corporations. We don't request or require medical insurance, and we don't belong to any political campaign or ballot initiative. So we're just a 501c3 here to help.
Yes, just going to say, you guys are there to help. That's the primary mission right there. You're there to help.
There to help. Yep, whatever people need.
An organization like yours depends on donations and volunteers. So how can I make a donation, and are you looking for volunteers?
Well, you can make a donation for this drive in a number of ways. You can go online, and you can see there our baby basket drive. You can click on that and make a donation in any amount. Any amounts are all appreciated. There's also, we have our Amazon baby needs, and you can click on there if you don't want to just give money. And some people like to shop and buy cute clothes and things for babies. You can do that on Amazon, and it'll be delivered right to us. And that link is on our website as well. And some people like to go out and shop and buy baby clothes and items, and they just bring them to us. So whatever you feel is the best way you would like to give, we accept and are appreciative of all of it. And for volunteers, yeah, we do have volunteers in a normal environment. With COVID, we've had to cut back a little bit.
Right.
But we love our volunteers, and we couldn't do it without them helping us with all of our drives and fundraisers and all those kind of things, and helping in our baby closet and putting together, baskets and folding clothes. I mean, we really rely on our volunteers to make this all work. Our phone number, if anybody wants to call and inquire or make a donation on the phone, is 916-451-4357. And we love to give tours of our clinic and talk to people about ways they can help. And we could set that up. And I love what we do, and I love talking about it. So feel free to call anytime.
The website, sacklife.org, and that phone number once again, Marie?
916-451-4357.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Marie Leatherby of the Sacramento Life Center. The Baskets for Babies drive runs through New Year's Eve, and you can find out more at sacklife.org. Do you have any sponsors we'd like to mention? Let's give them a little love right now, Marie.
Well, we've got some great sponsors. One of our biggest sponsors this year was Dignity Health. They funded a great collaborative program where we could work with Wealth-based health centers, Bishop Gagus Maternity Home, just ensuring that moms get into prenatal care quickly, ensuring healthier pregnancies for both mom and baby. And if women are homeless, they need a place to stay. We work closely with the maternity home that they have a place until well after the baby is born. So they've been a wonderful sponsor this year. Another sponsor, Mosley Collins, is our big naming sponsor at our gala, and he's a very pro-life pastor and attorney in town, so I want to give a shout-out to Mosley for all his great support this year.
What events do you normally have on the calendar in a normal year, Marie?
Well, we have several events. We have a baby bottle program. We send out about 10,000 baby bottles into the community, different churches, schools, organizations, and they fill them up with change, cash, coin, and they get picked up and brought back here, and that's one of our fundraisers. We do a Mother's Day road sale at churches, and then we also do a Father's Day virtual walk, which we started for Father's Day. And our largest fundraiser of the year is our big gala and auction each November at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And that's always a lot of fun. Auction and speakers, and some of our patients tell their heartwarming stories. So those are our main fundraisers of the year. And we always can use volunteers and help with any of those.
Hopefully things will get back to normal next year and we can do stuff in person again.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, speaking about some of those success stories, go ahead and share a couple of Sacramento Life Center success stories, Marie.
Okay, well, one comes to mind that we just had last week. One of the a family that already had three children, both parents had lost their businesses during the pandemic and were really, really struggling. And even went so far as to start a medical abortion and take a pill to end the life of their fourth child, and suddenly regretted that. And within, a few hours of doing that, she came to us and we could start, it's called an abortion pill reversal, and start her on a treatment of prednisone, allowing this baby, at least a 60 to 70% chance of life. And we were able to find families to help provide Christmas for this family. So far, the baby's doing well. Heart is beating strong. And I think just one of the many, many families we see. And you can see their desperation. They just really, really need help. And they're very appreciative of the support that they're receiving here for their family.
Yeah, it's so nice that you guys were there when they needed you.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, we're seeing lots of families like that. You know, another mom whose baby was very sick and the father left her, and we've been able to, you know, help her find new housing and, you know, support for her other children and get them into medical care and just really wrap our around families as a whole, offering whatever support and needs they need to bring that baby into a healthy, happy household. Very important.
We're all spending way too much time on Amazon, especially this time of year. You guys have an Amazon wish list. Are you set up with their Smile program as well?
Oh, we are, yes. If people go into their Amazon Smile, we are set up there as a nonprofit to receive funding, and that's, we really appreciate it when people do that. It's a nice source of extra surprise funds coming in to help.
Yeah, and that's the thing people don't realize. If you go to smile.amazon.com and do your regular shopping, it's not going to cost you anymore. It's just that a percentage of the money goes to your favorite charity.
Yes. Yes, it does. And right now, I bet everybody's shopping online this week. So that would be another way to help.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I know. And since we're doing a lot of sheltering in place, I mean, there's definitely a lot of Amazon going on, and might as well get Sacramento Life Center a nice little chunk of that money.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, everything you give, since we're 501c3, is tax deductible. So if you need to, you know, make a larger donation at the end of the year, please consider us worthy of helping out this year. We really need it, and we're helping more families than ever before in more ways than ever before, grocery money and things like that as well.
I bet you guys are doing a lot of things like helping people keep the heat on, that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, that's right. We really are. Yeah, it's amazing how many families, you know, there are, you know, undocumented people that don't get any type of resources, government funding. And no matter what your political beliefs, there are people that are really struggling. And we open our arms and help everyone that comes to us.
These are humans too, and they need your help.
They sure do. Yep, they do. And it's a wonderful thing. We make great friends with lots of folks. So, and one of the best things, besides getting to help all these moms and babies, is getting to meet so many wonderful people in the community. Since we, you know, rely strictly on donations and don't get government funding, but just from the little grandmas who crochet and quilt blankets, you know, all the way to the doctors and nurses who volunteer their time, it just takes a village to help, you know, the 2,000 women we see each year. And we'd love to see even more and expand our services either further. But it does take dollars to do so.
Tell me a little bit about the virtual baby bottle.
Yeah. So that is, instead of this year, we probably aren't going to be able to send out those 10,000 baby bottles. And that fundraiser usually brings in about $60,000. We're just allowing people to go online and give virtually to that program as well. And that just goes into our normal operating funds, which are expensive to run a medical clinic and all that.
Sure.
So that's just a way you can really help our clinic keep going. And we're proud that, you know, I think we're just blessed. We've never had to charge anyone. We've never had to turn anyone away. And it's just because of the generosity of people out there that like the work that we do.
Who are some of the people behind the scenes at the Sacramento Life Center?
Well, we've got a couple of doctors that work here. We have a great board of directors that work really hard, but we have lots of patient advocates that work here, bilingual and things, so that we can sit down and meet the needs of everyone. We've got RDMS ultrasound people that our ultrasound program is a wonderful way for moms and dads to hear that heartbeat and meet that baby in the womb. We have a, you know, window to the womb right here, and sometimes that's just a heartwarming moment for moms and dads to meet their baby, and it makes the pregnancy real. And they realize that someone else's little heart beating in there. And it's just a beautiful thing, a heartwarming time.
That's amazing. One thing I want to know, once a woman finds out she's pregnant, does that mean she gets to ride in the carpool lane?
Good, right? Yeah.
Sorry, Marie, that's the way my mind works.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
We're running out of time, but before we go, tell our listeners one more time about the Baskets for Babies drive that you're doing.
Residents can now help low-income moms in Sacramento through our baby basket drive. It runs through December 31st, and it stocks our baby needs closet so we can provide baskets to every mom who comes to us that gives birth in 2021. And the donations can be made in increments, but $50 guarantees a new mom will have everything she needs to bring her baby home from the hospital. Such things as diapers, clothing, bottles, formula, blankets, bibs, supplies, and more. And a $50 a month pledge means she can return every month and get the supplies she needs until that baby is 2 years old. Donations can be made online at backlife.org. And you can go on there. You can either buy clothing, make donations, or call me to make a donation over the phone, 916-451-4357.
You're doing some amazing work, and I really appreciate your time this morning. Marie Leatherby of the Sacramento Life Center. The Baskets for Babies drive runs through New Year's Eve, and that website, once again, saclife.org. Marie, I hope you and your family have a great Christmas, and we know there are brighter days ahead in the new year.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on.
You've been listening to The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, send an email to sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Hope you have a great new year, and thank you so much for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.